You mentioned that there were drugs that hopefully the FDA would approve sooner or later. That means that there must be active clinical trials that are underway. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, that's one of the really exciting things in the field right now. There's a critical mass and a lot of interest in EoE in developing new drugs for them, for it. And so there are quite a few clinical trials going on. For the topical steroids, this is really an engineering problem. How to get this medication to the esophagus, minimize getting it into the lung, minimize the amount of medication that's exposed to the person's whole body. And so there are new formulations. There are syrups that stick to the esophagus lining. There, in Europe, they're testing a dissolvable tablet of a topical steroid. Some very interesting and promising new delivery mechanisms. And two of those studies are actually in phase three. And so hopefully that's the last stage before FDA approval. Within 2 or 3 years, hopefully there'll be something that's approved. The other thing in terms of medicines is we're learning a lot about how EoE is caused in terms of the various factors in the body. And there are a number of biologic medications, antibodies, that block some of the factors we think cause EoE. And so there are some medicines targeted against factors like anti-IL-13 and anti-IL-4, factors that are pro-inflammatory and bring eosinophils into the esophagus. There's another medicine that blocks a main factor that helps eosinophils grow and mature in the bone marrow called anti-IL-5. And that's just been approved for asthma and has previously been tested for EoE. So some of these medications are quite exciting in theory, but it's still pretty early. And we don't really know their role yet for this condition. And then there are other newer medications that may block some of the other factors that cause EoE. There's one that blocks a prostaglandin that's being studied. So it's very exciting. There's a lot of new things on the horizon.
Well, 7% of patients who have an endoscopy having this entity, that would spur companies to find new agents for therapy. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to participate in one of your clinical trials, what should they do?
It should be pretty easy. If you've got EoE, what you can do is you can go on to our website for our esophageal center. We have a whole page outlining the different studies that are open right now. And we've got a email address for research, which is eoe@unc.edu.
EoE, is there a dot there, or is it just EoE?
EoE@unc.edu. Very simple.
All right.
And that goes to our research staff.